Hello.
Hi. Okay, so
Hey.
Donna, I'm on the line now with the county. They just wanted to know
Okay.
Social Security.
Okay.
Yeah.
258-55-3038.
One moment, please.
Yeah, hold on. Let me turn this off. Okay.
For security purposes, please verify your name and address for me.
Name is Donna York. Address is 623 West Oxford Street, apartment 2R, Philadelphia, PA 19122.
Are you calling about a waiver?
Yeah.
One moment, please. How may I help you?
So my applicant submitted all the paperwork. They said that they are just waiting on you guys. Seems that it's over the 30-day mark. I just wanted to know, on your end, is there anything holding it up? Did she not submit any paperwork? And is there anything missing, I mean? Is there anything you can tell us now to help us out? Because they've been waiting for a very long time.
One moment, please.
Sure.
So right now, the waiver is not active, and I can ask the caseworker to give you a call about the status, okay?
Do you see if there's any paperwork that's submitted in imaging? Do you see that there's anything on the note saying there's something missing? Like, it has been
I do
over.
not. I do not see any new updates. Waiver is out of scope for me over the phone. I'll have to send a ticket for the caseworker to reach back to you for updates, okay?
Are
Give
you
me
able
one moment. Verify the callback number.
Donna,
Hello?
that's for you.
Okay. 609-389-5832.
You should hear back from the caseworker, the waiver caseworker, no later than the end of next Wednesday, because Monday is a holiday. So you are all set with me. As I said, I do not have any updates because waiver is out of scope over the phone. Okay.
Let me just ask you a quick question. Do you see the last note put in by a caseworker?
Yes, the last note about the waiver is, one moment. The last note about the waiver is back to January the 26th. It says HCBS alert received.
Okay. Do you know what that
yeah.
is?
As I said, it's out of scope.
What does
it
that
just
mean?
said out of scope means we do not deal with waiver. We do not have detailed information about a waiver case over the phone. That's the reason why I send a ticket for the caseworker to contact client Donna directly for updates because waiver is out of scope on the phone.
So who can Donna reach out to over phone to get more clarity?
Donna, reach us. That's the right step. We send the ticket to the waiver caseworker, and the caseworker will contact Donna. That's the protocol. That's how it works.
I understand, but you can't give us any information on paperwork as to what she could be missing, as to why it's taking so long?
As I said, the last update is that Donna meets the level of care for HCBS. That's the latest notes left on January the 26th. Over the phone, we can inform you.
I had a lady come out to us.
We can inform you of what's left by the waiver caseworker. And for more updates, As for currently where the case stands, the waiver caseworker will contact Donna directly.
Okay, so can we have a call reference number and a number for that ticket, please?
Sure, the ticket number is 26.
Okay.
02.
Okay, and a call reference number?
This is a ticket number. It's a call reference number, 26-02-85-075.
Okay, and you're saying on your end you see nothing about paperwork or anything?
As I said, the most recent case status is Donna meets the care, level of care for HCBS. So for the caseworker will contact you directly. And right now, another comment is it says, it was assigned to this application. Client waiver application that was assigned to this was assigned and will determine if a reconsideration can be completed or not. So this is the most recent update on the case. For anything else, the callback will address it.
Okay. What about previous notes before that? When was the most recent note before that?
On the 23rd, application rejected, request forward to management. Donna does not meet LOC. Manu 0737 notice previously mailed. Client already received a medical on the case.
Uh-huh. Okay, thank you so much.
No problem, bye.
Donna?
Yeah, what does that mean?
I have no idea. She was most unhelpful. I have to call into the broker with you to get a better scope on what's going on. I don't know what this is.
Yeah, because I had a nurse come out to help me and whatnot.
When was that?
And she did my evaluation, my physical evaluation. You know, I had 3 visits already.
That has nothing to do with the county, though. Donna, you had an assessment down on the December 11th. That was with the broker. You had an assessment over the phone for a doctor's note, and you had an assessment with Erie on Aging. Now we're talking about the county. So county has to come down as well with a service coordinator from the insurance. So far they haven't done so because they don't see that you've been approved. Let's call into the let's just see here, not county. The broker.
What about my primary care doctor? Because he can
nothing to do.
No.
He can't help us now. Just the county. We need to see what the county wants from us. Let me call the broker. They should have a better idea for us. Okay, hold tight.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes? Hello?
To a customer service representative.
Thank you for calling Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Kimberly. Are you calling today for the first time or to check the status?
Check the status.
May I please have your name?
Oh, Donna York.
Can you spell your last name?
Y-O-R-K-E.
And may I please have your phone number?
609-389-5832.
Thank you. And then do we have someone else on the line with us as well?
Yeah, my name is Shiradell.
Can you spell your name for me, please?
S-H-I-R-A.
Okay. And if you could spell your last name?
V-E-L-L.
And may I please have your phone number?
267-551-7419.
Okay. And are you with an agency?
I am, yes.
And may I please have the name of your company?
Family First Care, LLC.
Okay. Okay. And then, Donna, I now need to obtain some personal information. Please note that we will not speak to anyone in regarding your application without your written or verbal permission.
Okay.
May I please have your date of birth?
October 30th, 1970.
And if you could please verify your address?
623 West Oxford Street, Apartment 2 Rear, Philadelphia, PA, 19122.
Great. One moment. And Donna, is it okay for me to discuss your case information with Shira?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. One second. All right. So because your case is a research and support case, I'm going to have to transfer you over to that department, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hold on, please.
What's wrong?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Thank you so much for holding. I appreciate your patience. I apologize for the delay. It's going to be a few more minutes, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Hold on, please. Donna?
Yes.
Thank you so much for holding. I appreciate your patience. All right, so I have Narissa on the line with us. We should be able to further assist you with the case.
Okay, thank you.
Hello, this is Narissa. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. I'm calling in with my client, Donna York. She applied for the waiver program, and I believe she submitted all the paperwork. We just called into the county, and they weren't really able to give us much information as to what's holding it up. I know it's been over the 30 days, and we just need this case to be highly, escalated at this point. And we were hoping maybe you can give us more information, maybe, and see what else needs doing here.
Okay. I can tell you what the county assistance office has in their system. They're the ones who have to approve the waiver, so I don't know that I can tell you much more than they did. But they do have everything that was sent over, and they did upload several bank accounts that were received.
So
we are just waiting on them to put the approval through.
So that's basically.
Oh, yeah, that's my financials. That's the last thing I just did. I just sent them over for
Donna, just quickly, did you send an explanation for anything over $500 or any proof over $1,000 for any of your withdrawals or deposits?
No, it's my SSI. That's the only thing I have. It's SSI.
I'm saying you sent in bank statements?
Yeah.
From your SSI, Direct Express account?
Yes, that's directly deposit. And that's what I sent over for her.
I'm saying you have a direct deposit into your Direct Express account. You don't have any open bank accounts at any other bank?
No.
Okay. So, yeah, ma'am, you're saying everything looks fine on your end?
We show everything in their system that they have uploaded that she had sent. So we are just waiting on them to put the approval through.
The ones that's over 1,000 is They sent me a letter saying that it was an overpayment, so they're going to be taking it out of my check coming, I believe, next month. Starting next month, they'll be withholding $100 a month until the amount is paid back. Because I just came from New Jersey to Pennsylvania, and I guess that's why there was a how you say the oh my God, I can't explain it. The overpayment. So I don't know how they do it, but I don't know. Everything that's going.
1 second, Donna. Ma'am, anything else? Is there anything that you can do to escalate the case?
We could just send over they have 60 days to approve it, so we could just ask them for a status update. We're separate than them, so we could just ask them to please process the documents.
Okay.
Do I need to send in that paperwork saying that that was an overpayment for the ones for over 1,000?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I have the paperwork. Yeah, because my income is only 943 or something like that.
Yeah, I would definitely send that over to them.
Okay. Okay, I'll get that.
Is there anything else I could help you with?
As long as you could send out that request, I think we're all good. And if you could confirm that, that would be great.
Okay,
and that's
perfect.
The only thing they really need.
Thank you so much.
I'm sorry, Donna. I heard two
words.
What was that, Donna?
I was saying that is that the only thing that you really need?
Well, yeah, and the county's approval. But for now, that's just send in the explanation for that 1,000 as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then the nice lady is going to send out a request for them to try and process the paperwork, okay?
Okay. All right.
All right?
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Donna?
Yeah.
I'm just going to reach back out to you sometime next week, and we'll follow up and see where everything is holding, okay?
Okay, but so I can do it today while my daughter is here, because I don't know how to do this stuff.
Okay.
Like, send those emails and all that type of stuff with the financial records.
Okay.
She's the one, my daughter is the one that did it for me. You send me the correct email address to send it to? Send it to?
Yes.
You know, it'll be going to you, right?
No, it'll be going to the county. I'd like it to
go to the county. Yeah. Oh, okay. All right.
Let me go ahead and send it to you.
Yeah, all the information and whatnot for me to send it in the text or whatever.
I'll just send you an email.
Oh, okay.
One second, I just want you to get it. All right, let me know if you received it. I sent it to you.
Not yet.
Also, you're supposed to be getting a call from the county, Donna, so please look out for that, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So like I said, I'll reach back out to you. Did you get the email?
Is it 267-551-7419?
Yeah.
Okay.
All righty, dear. Take care.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.